This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good day. This is Gabriel Shaheen, certified financial planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhones. Now to the listener, you can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues here at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have or you want to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We're a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well, but we go over all important topics of personal finance. Now, remember, we are a fee-only planner. A fee-only planner is not fee-based, definitely not commission-based, but a fee-only planner. This is quite unique in the financial services industry, especially since most of the people out there just want to sell you junk. Most of those people you'll find at free dinner seminars. If it's free, beware, especially if they're over here at a restaurant trying to offer you some alcohol, some drinks, some important topics of how to increase your retirement income. It's all fluff, and it's fluff to give you some of the most expensive free dinner you had in your life, which is the dessert is typically some insurance product or annuity or something like that. So please be aware. But we are offering a free financial assessment where you can really take advantage of all types of questions that you have, whether it's preparing for retirement, what do you need to do, where do you need to save, how much do you need to save, where you could save on taxes, understanding the new tax code, avoiding high fees, high costs, high commissions, not taking more risks than you need to. Estate planning, insurance, folks, you get it, right? Everything that involves a dollar sign is what we specialize in. We typically charge $500 for this free assessment. Folks, we are offering it to you at no cost. Folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Folks, I feel like I'm a little under the weather here. It looks like the these winds are coming through or the changing in our temperature going from 50, 60 degrees to 80 degrees. But bear with me if I sound a little clogged up. But I hope you guys are having a fantastic Sunday. And we are already in February. And this is February Super Bowl Sunday. So I'm sure a lot of you are maybe driving over to catch the big game. But we are excited for the Super Bowl. It is actually going on as we speak. And we are maybe going to give updates. I highly doubt that. And we are going to continue to talk about personal finance. So, but we are going to talk about investments. And there is so much information out there these days about kind of where the markets are going. How do they act? How do they react? And there's some studies there saying if NFC wins versus if the AFC wins, the stock market has a good year. It's just so funny to see that so much information, so much data yields anomalies. Anomalies where it shows you that anything can happen in the stock market based on any relevant fact. My point is, don't get caught up in facts or statistics. So there is lies, there's dang lies, and there are just plain old statistics. That's the joke in the industry. So you want to be careful with all the information that's out there, making an educated and a well-informed decision. So we are going to talk today about the stock market in general. And holy smoke, since November, since the elections of 2016, the market's up well over 40%. It is crazy to imagine, crazy to believe. And a lot of you are thinking a lot of different things out there, or a lot of different thoughts of where the market is going. I mean, heck, there's things like Bitcoin that people don't even understand. People don't even know the founders, the makers, or anything of Bitcoin. And that's even making money. It seems like anybody can make money right now. These are the times I would say beware. And Warren Buffett says it perfectly. When those are greedy, be fearful. When those are fearful, be greedy. And this is signs of that. I'm not trying to say the market's going to drop, because nobody knows if the market's going to drop. If anybody knew, then they would sell completely out of all their assets, sell their homes, sell their assets, sell everything, and then just buy when everything is cheap. But here's what I will show or share with you is that you need a strategy. You need a strategy to take advantage of markets like this that are high, just like you need a strategy to take advantage when markets are low. And most people do not have that strategy. Most people are great at buying, but terrible at selling. Or maybe they could be great at selling, but just terrible at buying. It's very difficult to find somebody to do both. I'm going to take it a step further. There's been nobody in the history of the stock market that has ever been able to consistently choose individual stocks and time markets on a consistent basis. They don't exist. It's impossible. You cannot do that. That means you are literally a fortune teller. So beware of those out there that are guaranteeing you certain results, certain performance results, and certain returns, because they don't exist. By the way, folks, if you are just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We talk about all important topics of personal finance. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about the stock market. And I'm going to talk about how the markets are reacting right now. I'm going to give you a big picture on what is going on and what you should be doing. Because most people in their 401k or even with their advisors out there, they have these fancy pie charts to tell you how you're diversified, whether that's in stocks, bonds, or international investments. You have all these different investments that make up or the makeup of your portfolio, of your assets, of how you are invested. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people just buy and hold. The problem with that is the stock side of the portfolio continues to go up. So if you are not acting on that, your portfolio is getting more aggressive as time goes on. This is the exact opposite of what you want to do as you are entering into retirement. I'm not saying you want to go more conservative. I'm not trying to say to sell all your investments. What I am saying is you have to be proactive. You have to be able to take advantage of, sure, we don't have a lot of volatility in the past couple of years, but you have to be able to be proactive when the markets are either up or down. Now, folks, if you need help with this, if you're really good at buying but not good at selling, or really good at selling, just not buying, folks, we can help devise a plan, a strategy for you to actually have a solid portfolio where you could take advantage of volatile markets, because that's what we're going to talk about. Because eventually there will be a market drop. There has to be. It's normal for there to be. Heck, it's healthy for a market drop. And you need to know how to take advantage of that. And if you don't know how to take advantage of that, if you don't have a strategy for downside protection, if you don't have a strategy to take advantage of market volatility, give us a call. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. We can help put together a strategy for you to take advantage of market falls, because you should be happy at that point if the market drops. You should really take advantage of that. Because here's what a lot of people do not understand. If you have a properly diversified portfolio, a globally diversified portfolio, you should almost want the market to drop. Let me give you an example. Let's say the stock market, the US stock market, since November, having a 60-40 portfolio, 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds, if the stock market has gone up 40%, that means your portfolio now is almost 80% stocks and 20% bonds. You are much more risky than you originally planned. You are taking a third more risk than you originally wanted. And if you're just going to keep riding this wave up, sure, now it looks good while markets are up, but when it falls, you're going to fall at a much faster pace. Why? Because instead of being 60% stocks and 40% bonds, now you're 80% stocks and 20% bonds. So you have to find a way to take advantage of taking your gains. A lot of people, the problem is they just don't know when to take their gains. Like I said, they're really good at buying. They don't know when to sell. So here's the thing. Let's look at 2017. 2017, the S&P 500 went up roughly 20%. International markets went up roughly 30%. Here's the importance of that. If you have a globally diversified portfolio between stocks, U.S. and international, and bonds, U.S. and international, it's very important to know that your investments go in different directions. What do I mean by that? USA went up by 20%. International went up even higher by 30%, and bonds did virtually nothing. They did from 0 to maybe 2 to 3, 4, maybe 5%. What's the point of that? Well, if everything is supposed to be equally balanced, well, now everything's out of whack. Imagine having a grass yard, your front yard, and each patch of grass, each section in your yard grows at a different pace. Some grow really high, maybe it gets 6 inches of grass. Some maybe go 3 inches, and some went to nothing, no growth. Well, now your grass is all over the place. You have the ugliest yard on your block, and you have to straighten out that your yard. You have to take the lawnmower and straighten everything out. Folks, that's what people need to do in their stock market. They need a strategy, a plan to know how much do they need in each investment, what target do they need of when they sell it, and more importantly, what do they do with the proceeds of what they sell. Sadly, a lot of people get their information on newsletters. A lot of people get their information on the internet. A lot of people get their information from their friends or family. And they don't understand when they need to sell, because they're always told when to buy. It's funny, you sometimes go to a cocktail party and you're talking to people about what you should buy. This person's telling you to buy this stock. All of a sudden you go the next year at the next year's holiday party and you're talking about, hey, how'd that stock go? They're like, oh, you still have that? I sold that ages ago. And this is the reality of it. Nobody knows when to buy or when to sell on a consistent basis. But if you have a strong portfolio, a pure strategy where it's spelled out to you on what you should be doing, well, folks, that's where you have to take advantage of it. That's where you have to take advantage of knowing what strategies need to be done. And we're going to go in detail here once we come back for the break of what you should be doing, when to sell, and when to buy. Because it is extremely important to know that if you keep holding on to your investments and not acting on this fantastic market, you are going to get hurt and hurt bad when the market will fall. And it will fall, and I guarantee you it will fall. I just don't know when and by how much. But folks, we're going to talk more about that, how you act on it, and the things that you should be doing. We're going to be right back after a few words.
This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend. We are talking about all important topics of personal finance, and today we are talking about investments and how the market is at all-time highs. Everything is going great in the market. It's almost hitting 27,000. Isn't that crazy to think 27,000? I mean, just before the elections, it was at 17,000. It's gone up 10,000 points in 14 months. I mean, that's unbelievable to think, isn't it? Well, here's the thing. Who cares if it's unbelievable? This is long overdue. Why? Because markets always go up. They always go up, folks. It's like understanding that you're always climbing a mountain and knowing every once in a while you might miss a step, maybe drop a little bit, and then you're always going to go back up. You're always going to reach the top of the mountain. I hope so. If not, then, you know, you can't tell the story if you didn't. So you're always going to reach the top of the mountain, but there might be some hiccups in on your process. But here's the thing. It's knowing, though, on this upward trend, how to take advantage of periods of inefficiencies, periods of downwards drop. Because, folks, it is normal, it is healthy for the market to drop in value. It is healthy for the market to drop. It's the reality of how stock market works. It goes up and it goes down. Here is the thing. There's people talk about the stock market, they're only referencing typically the Dow Jones or the S&P 500. That is the largest companies in America, the top 500 companies or the top 30 companies. But there's a lot more than that in a globally diversified portfolio. You have mid caps, you have small caps, you have large or growth companies, value companies, international, developed markets, emerging markets, and of course the bond parts of it. So understanding how you have to put your money in each and every one of those pools is so vital to your success of getting a portfolio where you're not investing like an 18-year-old. And you also don't want to invest like an 81-year-old. You want to invest on what can help you achieve your goal, not your coworker, but you achieve your goal. Even I've found, even if you're working with a financial advisor or whatever they want to call themselves, they're a VP, that always sounds good. You can give themselves VP titles, whatever they want to call themselves. Even if you're working with one of those guys or girls, it's important that they're looking at a comprehensive, full financial situation for you. I mean, they have to know what your Social Security is. They have to know if you're getting any pensions. They have to know how much you're spending. They have to see your taxes. Hello? How do they know if you have a mortgage, what your write-offs are, especially with the new deductions, if you should be given a charity in a different way, if you even do. All these different things. Should you be an S-Corp versus an LLC versus a sole proprietorship? How can they be a financial person if they don't even understand the biggest piece of financial documentation, just like your tax returns? It's absolutely ridiculous. So if they don't even understand all that, how do they know how much risk you really have to take? For all they know, you might tell them, yeah, my mortgage payment is $1,700 a month or $2,700 a month. But eventually that runs out. That needs to be calculated for your financial success because you're going to lose on write-offs and you're going to lose on a payment. That's money in your pocket. People do not take this into consideration. And these are advisors. These are professionals. But you know what they typically say? They say talk to a tax consultant, a tax advisor. Well, guess what, folks? That's what we are. That's where we add value. That's where we separate ourselves from everywhere else is our success. Our way to tell you by looking at every piece of financial documentation that you have and telling you exactly what you do from a holistic approach. And this is why we are offering our free financial assessment, where you can relate everything that we're talking about to you. There's so much that we talk about in our show. And maybe a fraction of it doesn't relate to you, but the ones that do, they could save you thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars throughout your life. And if someone's not even looking at your taxes or your full financial piece, whether it's insurance, cars, whatever the case is, your business, you're giving yourself a disservice. I'm not blaming it on them. They don't have the training for it. So it's not their fault. I'm not going to ask my dentist to operate on an open heart surgery. They're not trained for that. You have to know who you're working with. You do the due diligence on your health. How come you don't do it on your finances? Give us a call. We can help put that together for you. We're a fee-only registered investment advisory. We are fiduciaries. We are legally obligated to do what's in your best interest. And we can do that for you. Just give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help put a financial assessment to take a look at your situation and tell you exactly what you should be doing. Because a lot of the people just focus on investments, and that's why I decided to do that today, so we can compare apples to apples. A lot of people try to sell you on the story of how these people are so smart. Look, they got their PhD at Harvard. And look, they build these portfolios working 80 hours a week of a team of 40 people. That's why you should invest in these guys. Well, that's all mumbo jumbo. Because there's a lot of academically proven research that shows what you should be doing. That shows that nobody out there can time markets and choose individual stocks. So for that reason, if nobody can consistently do that, over 95% cannot consistently outperform markets. If you can't beat the markets, join the markets. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on every weekend, and we're talking about all important topics of personal finance. So we spent a lot of time talking about kind of the why behind how you should be invested. And we're talking over here in indexes from a large cap, mid cap, small caps, international, developed markets, emerging markets, and bonds. So imagine you had 10% in all of those categories. Let's say you had 10% in large cap, 10% in mid cap, 10% in small cap, all the way down the table. So I'm going to simplify it and say USA, international, and bonds. Let's keep it simple. So right now, let's talk about the election time. Let's say you had 33% in USA, 33% in international, and 33% in bonds. Right after the election, USA did great. Do you guys remember that? When Trump got elected, at first, people were scared. Maybe there could be still people scared, but it doesn't matter. Right now, the markets are up, and they're doing great, and companies are profitable. So, stock markets skyrocketed. That was USA. International dropped during that time. This was November of 2016. What do you think you should have done? You should have sold your USA to buy international. Not because you thought USA was going to go down. And by the way, it didn't go down. It did 20% in 2017. And heck, you didn't know that international was going to keep dropping. But guess what? It didn't keep dropping. It actually went up in 2017. It went up by 30%. So think about what you did, though. When you sold USA, that was up, and bought international, that was down. You did what every investor of all time in the history of all investments wants to do, which is sell high and buy low. So knowing that is so important. Because that type of strategy right there are indicators of what you should be doing. You want to be able to understand when markets go in different direction, that becomes an opportunity. And I know it seems counterintuitive to sell what you made money on and buy what you lost money on. Are you guys crazy? Folks, this is the reality of how true money management works. This is the idea where you get fearful and we get excited. We need people like you. We need people like you to sell when you should be buying. Because when you are losing money, we're making that money. Wouldn't you rather be on that side of it? The side that always sees opportunity in every possible market. Because guess what? We sold our winners. We took our gains. We went to Vegas with $200 and went up to $400. We just took our $200 gains and pocketed. Now we're playing with house money. So it's knowing when to sell, when to buy. The thing is, it's when you're buying international, you don't know if international is going to keep going down. And guess what? It might. But who cares? Because you already bought it at a discount the first time. And if it keeps dropping, you keep buying. This is what a lot of people don't understand. You know why? Because they're emotional. They don't have the experience. They don't have the discipline to take advantage of this because they just don't have the knowledge. And it's not your fault. You don't do this every day. Not only do we do this every day, but we have trained for this moment. We have trained for this. And unfortunately, a lot of individual investors do not do that. Number one, they think they need a lot of money to work with an advisor. Number two, they're like, well, I don't want to have to pay for an advisor. Some people are like, I don't want to pay 1%. I got $2 million. I don't want to pay $20,000 a year. You know what I look at? You just missed out on $60,000 a year. You didn't lose out on $20,000 for an advisor. You lost out on $60,000 because of the missed opportunity. That's what happened to one of our client comparisons in 2016. So I can use that as an exact example. Folks, you need to know when to buy and when to sell. And if you don't, you need to talk to a professional. I see this all far too often. A lot of people just neglect it. They put out of sight, out of mind, and they lose long term. They lose long term because of their undisciplinedness, of their lack of knowledge, and then just their overall attention to this stuff. Because yes, you do need to look at it on a daily basis. And a lot of people do not. Take advantage of working with a professional. And on top of that, folks, we're still in the early of the year. We're still right around tax time. You can get professional advice where you can look over your financial situation, plus implement this stuff. If you don't take advantage of a $500 free financial assessment now, when are you going to do it? Don't keep neglecting these things. Folks, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falcon, WP.com for short. That was a fast show, folks. Thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always reach out to us, any one of our colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Just give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON. Like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falcon, WP.com for short. Call us. We'll have a personal, confidential conversation where we can relate this show to your specific situation. Tune in every weekend as we go over all important topics of personal finance, where we give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We want to thank you for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.